Good morning. It's 8:21. This is the Federal Drive with Tom Temin and Amy Morris on Federal News Radio 1500 AM.
The Departments of Labor and Justice and the Equal Employment Opportunities Commission will begin a joint effort to eradicate and prevent discrimination in the workplace. Patricia Hsu is the director of the Office of Federal Contract Compliance Programs at Labor. She says civil rights defenders have to share information to be effective, just like intelligence agencies.
By sharing best practices, conducting joint trainings, piloting programs in our field offices, referring cases to one another, and sharing information, we can better enforce the laws around employment discrimination. Our interagency collaboration also extends to the chief acquisition officers and senior procurement executives across the federal government. We are calling upon our colleagues who award and supervise these contracts to remind our vendors on the front end of their obligations to comply with the law.
Hsu was the keynote speaker at the Women's and Fair Practice Department's Civil Rights Luncheon hosted by the American Federation of Government Employees. She says her office is working to close the gender pay gap and secure paid leave throughout the government. But Hsu says her office can't do it alone. She says employees have a role to play, too.
Be vigilant. If you observe discrimination, report it. If you will be our eyes and ears in the workplace, we will be able to proactively root out discrimination wherever it happens.
Hsu says the only thing more satisfying than righting a wrong is preventing one from happening again. The lunch was part of day one of AFGE's annual legislative conference. More than 1,000 AFGE representatives from all over the country are gathering to discuss issues that can affect them in the upcoming Congress. They fear feds will be hit hard with votes on pay, health care, and retirement benefits. Also on the agenda, addressing what the union says are unfair attacks on federal workers. We caught up with AFGE President John Gage after the lunch, and he says federal employees didn't cause the government's problems and should be used as scapegoats. AFGE's Gage.
We're planning today, tomorrow we're marching, and then we're going to head back to our towns and cities all across America and really show people what government is. It's VA nurses, it's Social Security people in their hometowns. These people aren't overpaid. They are not faceless bureaucrats. They are people doing a real job. This is the infrastructure of America. We just have to change public opinion. We're trying to really put a face and put a person behind the government employees, federal workers.
This week's conference is for AFGE members, but Gage says AFL-CIO and all unions will be joining forces to defend themselves in Congress and in communities nationwide.
All over the country, we've already been deploying staff in about 18 states. We're having state programs. There's attacks going on, not just at the federal level, but state by state, especially with public employees, teachers, firefighters, police. We're banding together a number of unions for events as well as talking real hard to natural allies and constituencies to try to get people to see what they're doing and where this is going and what kind of country we'll have. Some of our opponents want to take it. It's not less government. It sounds like no government.
Gage says the 2 million federal employees nationwide are usually silent, but he says they're beginning to get fired up over the attacks and is confident the mobilization effort will produce results. AFGE members are going to march in front of Russell Senate Office Building on Tuesday, that'd be today, to put a face on the federal workforce.